You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
Welcome to the Stay Ready Real Estate Podcast, where we stay ready so you don't have to get ready. I'm your host, Emeka. What this podcast is all about is letting you know that regular people like you and me can invest in real estate to become wealthy. You don't need millions and billions of dollars to invest in real estate. You can actually invest in real estate with little to no money down. I'm just here to let you know that as long as you have time and can take action, you can become wealthy. And all it takes is a couple of years for you to honestly become financially free. So tune in. Hope you enjoy. What is going on, Stay Ready fam? It's your boy, Emeka here. And yes, I'm driving. And what we're going to be talking about today on the podcast is wholesalers. We're going to talk about wholesalers. Wholesalers can be a great asset in your repertoire. And you just got to understand where they come from, what the motivations are, and understand how to, I'm not going to say work them, but understand, you know, the incentives that they have, right? So what is a wholesaler, first and foremost? A wholesaler is a person who, let's say, I'll give you an example. Let's say I am door knocking and I find someone who wants to sell their home for $100,000. But I know that it could sell, once it's fixed up, for, let's say, $300,000. So what I will tell someone is, hey, the owner of the home who owns $100,000, I'll say, hey, I can sell your home for $110,000. What I can do is I'll find somebody, we'll go under contract, I'll find somebody who's going to buy it for $110,000, and then the owners will make $110,000, and the owners can be happy. So what I would do as a wholesaler is, hey, if it only costs $50,000 to fix it up, I'm going to find an investor like myself, like you who are listening. I'm going to find an investor who's going to buy this thing for $150,000. So I can make a quick $40,000. The owner is happy because they make $10,000 more than they were thinking of. So they get their $110,000. I get my $40,000. I wash my hands. And boom, the investor is happy because all they have to do is put $50,000 into it. And that's a $100,000 spread because hopefully it's actually worth $300,000. Now, the issue is that ethical? You know, some people say it's not. Some people say it's fine because the investor knows what he's getting into. But I will say you just got to understand what you're getting into. I'm not here to talk crap on wholesalers because everyone in investing knows what the wholesaler's motivations are. They are here to make a quick buck. And that's it. So you can expect them to be ethical because at the end of the day, they're not really worried about the homeowner, quite frankly. Some are. Some people do have a little bit more ethics towards it. But they're here. They are here to make money, right? No one is just in wholesaling typically just to, you know, be nice, right? And, you know, be nice and get the homeowner the most money as possible, or else they would just be a realtor. Right. And, you know, I bought a home for $145,000 from a wholesaler. And quite frankly, I think they made $30,000 off me. Right. The homeowner could have made more if they went directly to me. But I wouldn't have been able to find this deal without the wholesaler's work, door knocking, cold calling, etc. So to the wholesaler's eyes, they're going to get paid. They're trying to get paid for what they're worth. And I don't know what that percentage is, and I'm not going to do quick math here. But now you know what a wholesaler is. Now, how do you work with a wholesaler, right? Most wholesalers have a list of clients, and they hype everything up, right? And I say that because At the end of the day, everything's a negotiation. But what a wholesaler will do is say, hey, this property is going to be worth, you know, $1 million. And then, you know, I'll sell it to you for 700 grand. And they're trying to make a quick 100 grand, blah, blah, blah. You get the idea. I just gave you a great example. However, you know, always fact check them, right? Always trust your numbers and never just trust the numbers that a wholesaler has. Because the reality of the situation is they're not realtors, right? Because, you know, they would be in the business of realty buying and selling on a consistent basis, right? And then also most wholesaling companies have multiple sales reps under their belt. So they have a bunch of their own people. They have a bunch of their own people competing against each other, and they make a quick commission. What I've learned, and this is just from my experience, and forgive my camera moving over, is a lot of these wholesalers are young gunners who are trying to get in the space of, you know, get honestly just trying to get in sales. A friend of a friend told him about it. And hey, if you can get some investors, if you get, you know, 30 investors and reach out to them based off what their needs are, then you can make a quick buck off of it. Yes, that's true. But what I always find is interesting is they, at the end of the day, are salesmen or saleswomen, right? So you're the investor. You're actually doing a deal. Most wholesalers have not even bought their own, you know, rental property themselves. And it's not a knock by any means, right? It's just reality, right? So, if they can truly find a good deal and they understand how it works as an investor and they could buy it themselves, why not? I personally don't know if they have specific contracts that doesn't allow them to. But you have to understand, don't get swindled by a wholesaler. Their numbers may be accurate enough, but at the end of the day, they really don't know. They're not in this space, right? They're going by what other people say, and that's okay, right? Like I said, I am not here to bash wholesalers. What I am here is to tell you the truth. Is, you know, I can go back and forth with a wholesaler, tell them all my reasons, and they will agree with me. But the other reality is they're most likely to get somebody, a new investor or someone with a bunch of cash who is just trusting their numbers, buying the property sight unseen, and then end up with a bad deal. It happens very often. The wholesaler just wants to make the quickest buck and the most amount. And once you put in that earnest money deposit, typically it's not refundable from a wholesaler. Once the wholesaler gets you under contract, it's also typically as is. What does as is mean? That means you're going to buy this property as it is, and you can't take it back. There is no inspection, because that's not why we're wholesaling this deal, right? We're wholesaling this deal so you can buy it the way it is, the way I said it, and I can wash my hands and, you know, forget about it, right? You know, some may check in on you afterwards to see how the deal is going, to keep the relationship, because the relationship is a very key thing for them in order to make sure they have a repeat buyer. However, like I said, don't get swindled by a wholesaler. Understand your deal, trust your underwriting, because that's what you have to base everything off of, is your underwriting. So what my suggestion to you is, if you're getting in this space, if you're trying to do flips, because flips is great, they also do land and multifamily, but usually the entry level investor here is trying to, you know, do something smaller to get their feet wet. Even though I say go big first time, go for the quadplex, you know, go for the land, build. I wish I would have did. But trust your underwriting. Trust the work you're putting in, because the wholesalers are going to find you good deals. They're going to find you good deals. They're not in this business for ethics. You want to be ethical, so be it. That's great. You know, I love ethics. I love integrity. But one of the biggest issues about wholesalers, or the complaining I hear about wholesalers, is their ethics. They're not in this space for that, right? They're in this space to make money and sell, right? If you want to go directly to the homeowner and, you know, give them the best bang for your buck, shout out to you. There's no issue in that. But most of the downsides for wholesalers that I say is, number one, you're going to hear the ethical problem, and it might be true, it might be not. However, hopefully what the wholesalers are doing is finding a price that works for them and being real with them and being honest about what they're going to deal with the deal, right? Number two is, don't just trust their numbers. They're going to inflate all their numbers to make it look good for the investor like me and you. And that's their job, right? They're salesmen, right? What do salesmen do? Salesmen people do. They sell, right? They don't necessarily need to be in the space of what they're selling. They just need to know how to get a product across and sell it to you. And then number three, don't argue, right? It's okay to go back and forth, maybe if they're pointing out some good things, but trust your underwriting. Your underwriting is going to be very important, especially when it comes to a wholesaler, because it's going to be an as-is property, and they are not, once they sell it, they're going to wash their hands. They're not going to care what you do. They're not going to care who you are unless you're going to continue to buy from them, because if you're going to be a hassle every time, they don't need to come to you. They're probably just going to come to you when they don't have any other buyers. So build a relationship with a wholesaler because it is very important, and it can definitely help you make money and do deals. And I've bought, you know, two deals from wholesalers, and quite frankly, it hasn't gone horrible, right? There's some underwriting things that I could have done better, but at the end of the day, I bought right. And that's the best thing about wholesalers. Most of the deals are not on market. So in a sense, it's a pocket listing, even though they have a bunch of different buyer lists, right? You know, I'm not the only investor that they talk with. However, build a relationship with them, give them honest feedback because they truly do appreciate that. And then typically speaking, when deals fall out, that deal can be yours. And then once you do a deal with them and once you build that relationship and once they like you, then they're going to come to you before it even lists because they know that they can trust you and trust that you can close. So the topic of today is wholesalers. They can be great, but they can also be shicey. So when it comes to wholesalers and the deals that they provide to you, don't trust their numbers, trust your own numbers, and understand what the wholesaler's job is, and then you'll have a complete picture and you can make the right judgment and the right judgment that's best for you. Till next time, stay ready, fam. See ya. Thanks for tuning into the podcast. I really hope you enjoyed. My goal with these podcasts is to help you get 1% better every single day. And if you enjoyed, please like and subscribe and go to my YouTube channel because I post real life deals and the ongoing things that I'm doing to let you know that I'm walking the talk and not just talking about it, not just yapping. So hope to see you next week. Till next time.